all four shirts for you dumber listeners. They're at all Houston area Academy Sports and Outdoors. They're $6.99. Really. They are the 1560 The Game t-shirts. And hey, baseball hats and women's baby tees are on the way too. I love Academy Sports and Outdoors. Chance is like a god to me.
Who wrote that?
Attention oil and gas energy business owners. Call Cordyne for all your electrical control manufacturing needs at 713-460-5151 or Cordyne.com.
KGOW, 1560 AM, Bel Air, Texas. Hey, G-Bags, welcome back to Game Time with Raheel and Dale. Give them a call at 713-439-1560. Yeah, that's right. I called you G-Bag.
Welcome back to the new Game Time. I am Raheel Ramzani, Del Ole to my left. If you want to get in touch with us, comment on any of the various stories that we've been talking about, 713-439-1560 or Game Time at 1560thegame.com and 1560.tv. Another great option. You can get on the message boards, get in the chat room, and we'll be going in and out of the chat rooms to see what we're talking about in there. And we'll make it onto the air and talk about your stuff. But right now, joining us on 1560 The Game, Bob Holsey from AstrosDaily.com. He's been a big part of the Astros Daily website and on our segment here. And last night, the Houston Astros get a pretty big win against the Braves. And I know it's against the Braves, Bob, but that was a pretty big win, huh?
Well, it was definitely a big win just to get them off of the losing streak that they've been on and perhaps give them hope to straighten things out. They've got a chance to make some headway in the next week or two with the All-Star break being wrapped around it. But you've got Pittsburgh and Washington on the horizon, and so there is a chance for them still to try to get back into things, although they're making it tougher and tougher for themselves.
Now, one of the big things yesterday that I hit on was you look at this team on paper. You've got a solid 3-4-5 in the lineup. You've got the Berkman-Lee Tejada, or mixed up the Tejada-Lee Berkman, whichever way. And you've got proven veterans on this team in Erstad, Blum, Loretta. And you've got a few young guys on the team that are they're the spark for that offense, Hunter Pence and Michael Bourne. Michael Bourne not so much lately, and actually the whole season, and Hunter Pence in a slump right now. Why is it that they just haven't been able to get out of the funk? Because with the veterans on this team, at what point do they step in and say, hey, look, we're having a horrible June. Let's snap out of this. Why hasn't that happened?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously, we knew that they weren't as good as what they were doing in May, particularly early May, and I don't think they were as bad as what they produced in June. In fact, somebody had asked Lance Berkman about a week ago about what did the first half say about the Astros, and he said basically it's inconclusive, that we still don't even really know if we're, a good team or a terrible team. I do think that they are probably trending in the wrong direction, and I would almost rather that they have a bad July than a mediocre July. I mean, I'm hoping for, of course, a great July, but what I'm thinking of is that you've got the trade deadline coming at the end of the month, and the Astros have to sort of, as the saying goes, fish or cut bait when it comes to what they're going to do with the rest of the season. Now, if they have a bad rest of the month, I think that what you're going to see is a lot more of Michael Bourne, a lot more of J.R. Tolles. Let's give the kids the experience that they need. And let's perhaps trade away some of the older guys that are not part of the long-term future of the ball club and see what we can get for them on the trade market.
Bob, what's in your opinion, what's the likelihood of you were mentioning cutting bait. What's the likelihood of you them just not cleaning house? Obviously, you're going to keep some guys. Berkman's probably an untouchable, obviously, maybe Oswald as well. Is there a chance Tejada doesn't make it through the season? Because the names have been Loretta and Wigginton. I don't know what that brings you in terms of value back. So is there a name that you see, maybe Tejada goes, maybe Lee goes? Obviously, those are names that are big. Is there a shot that any those two go, or are we just going to stick with Wigginton and Lorette as the two most likely guys to get dealt out of here?
I do see it very unlikely that any of the big names are going to go, more or less because most of them have no trade clauses or that they really haven't represented themselves in a way that we would be getting very much in return for them. I mean, you know, Tejada is somebody that if you do let him go, what have you got to replace him with? At this point, there's really not anything. I mean, you've got Tommy Manzella, but I don't think that he's at the point yet where you want to just hand him a starting job in the major leagues. Then the other person, I know some people would like to unload Carlos Lee. He's got a no-trade clause, and I don't honestly see – I don't see the Astros pulling off any bold moves during the trade deadline. I mean, when I say bold, I'm talking about getting rid of somebody who still has the sort of value that is going to bring back somebody good in return. What I'm talking about is taking guys like Erstad and Loretta that are Brocale, for example – that are up in years, that are not in our long-term, you know, likelihood of being around town, and then shopping them for some prospects, hoping that they can catch on somewhere with a team that's in pennant contention. Again, this is all predicated on the thought that the Astros are not going to be in the hunt at the end of July, and I'm not quite sure I'm there yet, but... what they did in the Los Angeles series kind of put a damper on some of the momentum that they've been building lately.
Bob Holsey from AstrosDaily.com joining us here on 1560 The Game. Earlier this morning, or actually late last night even, the Houston Chronicles and 1560's own Richard Justice wrote that Miguel Tejada, at this point, you can put in the bad part of Ed Wade's tenure here so far, a bad deal. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I disagree, simply because... you know, players do go through slumps. There are people that are going to go, well, see, this just proves that he, you know, was chemically enhancing himself and he's not now, et cetera. I don't know if you can honestly make that conclusion or not. I do think that Tejada is an emotional player, and I think that he gets up for playing for a team that he thinks has a chance to win a title. And I think that was the problem he ran into in Baltimore, is that no matter how good he played, he had to look up at the Red Sox and the Yankees every year. So the fact of coming to Houston gave him, in a sense, a new life. And for the first couple months, he played like it. Now that reality is starting to set in and we're going, well, you know, maybe they're just going to be in the bottom of the pack of the division again, I think you're seeing that. I also am not sure that playing every day as much as Tejada likes to play every day, I don't know if it's necessarily good for him. I think that it would be better if he got an occasional rest, and let's see if that allows him to put just a little bit more energy back into his game.
And we got some breaking news concerning a former Astro. Brad Lidge just signed a 3-year contract extension for $37.5 million with the Phillies. Obviously a man after he got out of Houston, apparently turned his whole career around, 19 saves and 19 chances. Bob, obviously being part of Astros Daily and Astros historian, was the Lidge situation just something that he needed out, or was it just was it simply Brad Lidge needed out of Houston and that's why he apparently turned his career around? What did you see about Brad Lidge that concerning now Houston and now Philadelphia? What's been the big turnaround concerning Brad Lidge?
I think for any closer, confidence is a key, and I think he lost confidence either in himself or just his whole situation in Houston. I think if he had stayed in Houston, he would have wound up turning in the same sort of performance that you saw in 2006 that was sort of hot and cold. In Philadelphia, he's obviously gotten new life. I'm just sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop, actually, with him, because unless he has turn some sort of a corner psychologically, I don't expect this to be the last time that Brad Lidge hits a skid spot in the road. Granted, I think that Philadelphia is sort of an unrelenting place when it comes to the fans. So he's fortunate in that he hasn't gotten on their bad side yet. But when you do get on the bad side of Philly fans, they tend to let you know pretty harshly.
Yeah. Hey. Bob Halsey joining us from AstrosDaily.com. Bob, looking at yesterday's big bullpen game, as I'm dubbing it now, because every member of the bullpen that has meant something to the Astros, except for Wesley Wright, got a chance to get out there and get a big win for the Astros without Roy Oswalt. Well, what did you see in last night's game that could help the Astros maybe tonight and a week down the road?
It's tough to say. I mean, I think what you really need to look at is to step back just a little bit further and let's see how Wandy Rodriguez gives, you know, what he gives us today. I think that if Oswalt is going to be gone for any significant stretch of time, then the Astros are basically like a rudderless ship in their rotation. You're running out a bunch of guys who are number four and number five starters every day, and that's going to kill your bullpen after a while because even though Sampson gave us five and the fact that he was coming out of the bullpen, it was great that he gave us five innings, you can't have starting pitchers who only go five and six innings every time out without it taking a toll on his bullpen. And we don't seem to be that deep in a bullpen, even though we've got depth in terms of people, but we don't seem to have depth in terms of ability to eat a lot of innings. Burdick did a good job going two innings. I thought that was one of the keys of last night. You've got guys like Geary who are still kind of coming back into shape from being on the disabled list. So I think there's the potential there to last out the season. But at the same time, I worry about them being a bit overworked. And if there's not a Roy Oswalt giving them seven-plus innings on a lot of his starts, then I think that's going to bode ill for the bullpen in the long run.
Hey, Bob, real quickly before we let you go, the Astros 8.5 games behind in the wild card chase. Do we hold our breath and hope that they make a run, or do we just kind of see and wait how it plays out?
Well, the next couple of weeks are going to be critical, I think, because you're really in a situation where, obviously, the Astros, I don't think, have enough to win the division or make the wild card with the team they have now. They need to make some changes if they're really going to contend. However, the question is, you know, what do they have to deal with in order to get that sort of extra boost? And the problem I see is that if they don't put together something in the month of July to kick themselves back into the race, then I just don't see them being able to make a serious challenge. And the other thing, of course, is the Oswalt situation. Again, if he's going to be out for two or three starts, four starts, whatever, then I think that's almost the death knell right there for the season.
Hey, Bob, real quickly, let all the new listeners of Game Time know what they can find on AstrosDaily.com.
Plenty of information about Astros past and present. We've got a good deal of history as well as discussions about the present. There's a forum there that you can go in and share your opinions. There's plenty of audio and video clips that, anybody who has just moved to Houston and would like to be an Astros fan but doesn't really know much about the history of the Astros, this is a great place to get you started.
There he is, Bob Halsey from AstrosDaily.com. Thanks a lot for joining us.
You're no problem, Rahim.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, there it